I now invite you to throw a glance at the bridge. You know, at the beginning, before the bridge, people would cross the river by using a bridge of ice during the winter, and in the summer, a ferry boat. But with the increase of population and trade, it was necessary to find another solution. At this point in time, a tradesman by the name of Robert Jones built the first bridge. Imagine a wooden bridge, not very broad, with a toll booth at the entry on the side of Iberville. 5 cents per wagon, 4 cents per horned animal, and the speed was limited to the speed of step. If not, oh yes, you got a ticket. It is proof that times do not change. The Jones Bridge was also called the White Bridge because it was covered in whitewash. It was destroyed and rebuilt in 1915 under the name Gwain Bridge. That's what you see in front of you at present. The Gwain Bridge has two rockers to let boats pass, and only the one above the Chambly Canal is always in function. Other bridges will come to decorate the river. A little downstream, we have the Félix Gabriel Marchand, as well as the railway bridge of the Canadian Pacific that is always in function. If you look now in the direction of St. George Street, you'll see there is an artist cooperative of the name of Arto. It became with time an important artistic reference in Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu, and an artist crossroad of creativity. It takes care of the promotion of artists working in various fields of activities, such as visual arts, literature, music, theater, and artistic craftsmanship. Admission is free. Now follow me, and we will venture on one of the most important streets in the history of Saint-Jean, the Street of Richelieu. Come on, it's time to walk up to the intersection of St. George Street and Richelieu.